is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. There's some articles on the website that you may want to consider reading. USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 150 of us here at USAPrepares.com with various specialties. Medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, innovators, and inventors, and students rising to become instructors. Over the next few weeks, you're going to meet more of us. None of us, none of us is capable of holding down a job. This is USAPrepares.com. Alex is producing the broadcast worldwide. Frank Underhill's with us this morning. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Vincent, good to be here with you. How are you doing there?
I'm doing really well, Frank. You're in Nevada. I'm in Missouri. And today we're going to talk about survival economics, gold, silver. And Frank, according to the bald-headed shills on television's financial programs, gold is a barbarous relic. Really? So for many of you, this may be new information. Frank, when I was growing up in the 1960s, you could buy a soda from a vending machine for 10 cents. You know, a bottle of Coke. They came in glass bottles, and you drank the Coke and put the bottle back in a wooden rack or case, or 24 slots in a case, and that's what we did. And that was before the term recycling was ever used. We just reused the bottle. So a Coke was 10 cents out of a machine. A loaf of bread, 17 cents. You know, back then you could use a dime to buy a Coke. You could still buy a Coke for a dime today, couldn't you? If the dime were the same, because a silver dime from 1964 and earlier contained 90% silver. Okay, and right now, right this second, that's, well, actually it's not true. As of maybe 3 minutes ago, the silver was worth $2.37. So could you buy a Coke for $2.37 out of a machine? Sure. So what happened, Frank? What happened that caused our 1964 and earlier dimes, quarters, half dollars to be worth less and less and less? What happened?
One word, inflation, and you need more of those dimes and quarters to buy the same product as you bought back then when you could put a dime in a pop machine. And today, you go to a vending machine, I've seen them where you put in $2.50, and that's still not enough.
Frank, wait a minute. Are you serious? $2.50 for a soda?
Yep.
Wow, you know... I'm glad you mentioned that because I have a battery, well, several battery chargers here on the farm, and they came with these really crappy Chinese clamps that attach to the batteries. I'm talking about car battery chargers, truck battery chargers, and they're just lousy. And I was looking on eBay for battery clamps, and I'm seeing like $50. I can't believe it. $50, $70, $30. You know, I just can't get over it. Now, I can get the Chinese ones for $5 and $4, but I want a good one. Actually, I want four good ones. I can't find an American-made battery clamp anywhere that's new. There's no such thing as a new one that I can find. And the cost, I just can't get over it. It's absolutely out of sight. So, yeah, you're right, inflation. So what happened? What caused this inflation, Frank? I mean, seriously, class, for a very long time, back in the 1960s, we were able to buy gasoline for 24.9 cents for a gallon of gasoline. That means we could pull out a U.S. quarter and buy a gallon of gasoline for just a little bit less than a U.S. quarter. And that's no longer available. So can you describe, Frank, what has happened and why?
Simply, you have more people buying more products. A lot of these products are made overseas, and consumers are consuming more of them. And therefore, you have the inflation setting in. And that's what you're seeing, whether it's in petroleum product, or you see it in food product, or you see it in manufactured product. And then here's where companies, reap earnings, because when they manufacture overseas, they're not manufacturing here. They're not paying unions. They're not paying, affordable living wages. And therefore, they get all that cream between the cost of manufacturing to the end sale of the product.
Well, and what about adding to that the printing that Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke have applied to the economy, the just creation of, we'll call it money, it's not money, the creation of digits based on debt. What about that?
Well, that was a way to spend the way out of a recession, and I think it may have worked once, but I don't think it's going to work again. As you see, these markets are very topsy-turvy, and people are afraid that the economy again is slowing down. You're seeing a temporary increase here because of budget talks and taxes might not go up. So you're seeing a lot of tax selling or moving, erring on the side of caution here. As for all this money that we are bantering about, it's in the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, but even at this pace, it's still being spent far more than it could be printed.
Let's talk about Christmas. Frank, if you look at Christmas in the past, Christmas used to be a time in the way distant past that families would get together and they might exchange a gift. Maybe a pair of socks, something that was a necessity. Now it's over packaged toys from Asia. And lots of packaging, a small amount of toys if you remove the packaging. And we're spending an enormous amount of money on junk and stuff that ends up in the landfills within a year or two or three. What do you see happening this Christmas with people spending money? Do you think that they're going to spend as much as last year and the year before and the year before? Or do you think that because of the economy, we're gonna knock it off and just get back to the basics and spend less?
What you just said just makes me want to scowl. And unfortunately, there is just so much pressure on families to give. You see the ramped up commercial spending on television for the holidays, and it's buy it now, pay it later. Stores are going back into layaway purchasing programs, and just the pressure on the consumer to make their kids happy, to make their families happy, I think it's going to be way on. And you got to remember, even during last year and the year before, people were still going out and spending and putting more burden on their credit cards. It's tremendous pressure on breadwinners and families to commercialize what is otherwise a festive holiday. When growing up as a kid, I would be happy if I got a G.I. Joe under the tree and a couple of kit model Revel airplane models. For me,
you
that
bet.
Is good enough.
You bet. Well, you know, Frank, my son decided, he's 20 years old, he decided he was going to buy his dad, actually our two sons got together, and they were going to buy me for my birthday a drill, a cordless drill. And we've taught our children fewer but better. You know, buy quality, quality is the way to go. Well, I saw this drill, and I was, you know, it's really an impressive drill. There's no question about it. It's made by Milwaukee. It's an 18-volt cordless drill. I mean, this thing is really, really powerful, and it will do everything that I need to do on the farm. And, you know, when I go out to work on the fence, I may be a mile away from the house, you know, on a four-wheeler working on the fence. And so I need, you know, quality tools, because otherwise going back and forth wastes way too much time. Anyway, this drill is over $300 for a quality U.S.-made drill. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was absolutely in shock, and I said, no way. We can't do it. I am not willing to allow you guys to spend that much money. I think it's wonderful. But $300 for a cordless drill with two batteries and a charger is crazy. How did that happen?
I'm sure if you open that drill up and you see the amount of copper wiring in it.
Yeah, yeah.
How heavy is the plastic casing? And you think of how much oil has gone into that. And then, of course, you think of the tooling to manufacture that drill. Now, you can go to saying, will you go to Walmart and spend $60 on five dress shirts that are going to look like garbage after a couple washings, or do you go to the Macy's and you spend $60 on, actually, these days, two nice dress shirts that are going to last you for years? And if that drill's made in America and that's all they were going to get you, then darn it, Vincent, let them get you that drill.
You know, I was just shocked. I couldn't believe. I mean, I have Milwaukee tools, and when I was a teenager working in an auto parts store after school on the weekdays, we sold Milwaukee, and it was the best of the best of the best. And DeWalt is right up there too. But what I'm saying is, it's been quality all along. It's still quality, still made in America. But I couldn't believe it. $300, and that's not full price. That's discounted. $300. So. Anyway, we're talking about inflation. We're talking about gold. And I've got a couple comments I'd like to get your reaction to about buying a new Corvette with gold. How much does it cost? How much did it cost? How much would it cost with gold? When we come back, Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it could heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOProducts.com.
Go to the Economic Collapse blog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's the Economic Collapse blog.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, not exactly. Alex is at the controls. And Frank and I are talking about gold. We're talking about silver. And Frank, many years ago, here in Missouri, I was asked to speak at the Kiwanis Club. And I said, what would you like me to talk about? And they said, whatever you want. So I said, okay. So I decided to talk about gold. And I talked about inflation. And I brought with me 1 ounce of gold. And I passed it around. And everybody said the same thing. Wow, this is really heavy. Well, it was just 1 ounce. And I said, you know, this is a great hedge against inflation. And here's why. You could buy a brand new Corvette at any time during its production, from the 50s, 60s, 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, the 2000s, and today, for the same amount of gold. You could buy a brand new Corvette for 51-ounce gold coins. 50 ounces of gold, and you could buy a brand new Corvette. Now, am I kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Back in 1982, gold was about $450 an ounce. So 50 ounces of gold would equal $22,500. Well, the price of a Corvette back then, the list price, was $18,290. So for 50 ounces, you could buy a new Corvette and have a little bit of Federal Reserve notes left over. In 2010, the list price of a brand new Corvette was about $49,880. Now, of course, it depends on options and those kinds of things, but figure $50,000 for a new Corvette in 2010. Well, 50 ounces of gold at $1,400 an ounce, and that's what it was about. In 2010, that's about $70,000. Could you buy a new Corvette for $70,000? Sure. And how about today? 2012. We're looking at today's price. Well, this, a few minutes ago, it was $1,730 an ounce. It's gone up since then. 50 ounces, it's $86,500. Could you buy a new Corvette for $86,500? Absolutely. So, Frank, that's my little analogy, my little example about gold and how it is a store of wealth. What are your thoughts?
Well, you can take that exact same math and you can use it into buying a home. As you know, real estate fell off a cliff, as your listeners know, and you'd need a lot less gold to buy real estate for it to live in. And I don't, you know, advise real estate as an investment. You know, I think play the stock market. But that being said, people who do buy gold are generally very aware of what you're talking about, the inflation. And that's really the only reason why people do own gold or some other form of paper gold as well, too. That being said, if everyone had gold in the home, families wouldn't be in the dire crises as they are today. And can I just speak personally, across the street from me, people got their marching orders to vacate the premises. And you think real estate's moving up, maybe people are safe.
Frank, are you talking about, a neighbor being thrown out of his home?
Well, legally, yes. They packed up yesterday.
Foreclosures, I guess what you're talking about.
It happened so fast, I saw no for sale sign or nothing. Gone.
Well, I assume you're talking about, that's what's happening all over the country.
But, gold and bought it for gold and didn't have these banks in their life, they would be in the home.
Well, and you're talking about owning your home free and clear. And you know, Frank, I call them the bald-headed shills. And those are the guys on these television financial programs. And they all are very light on the top of their head, very, very little hair. And they say things like, where would you store your gold? Where would you store it? It's so valuable. Where would you store it? But it's a barbarous relic. So why would anybody have it? I'm going to address that, and so will Frank. When we come back on the other side of this break, gold. Where would you put it? Where would be a safe place to put gold? Think about that while we go through these few short commercial announcements. And we'll talk about some answers when we come back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us this morning, and we're talking about gold. And we're talking about silver. And, Frank, you know, the bald-headed shills on television say, where would you store gold? Well, here's the question I have for everybody in the class. Do you have a watch, or do you have earrings, or do you have jewelry? Ladies, do you? Where do you keep that? And is it valuable? Does it have any value at all? Would you be upset if you lost it? Well, where would you keep that? Would you keep it in your home? Or would you keep it in a bank? Well, I suggest that you keep it in your home, in a place that is secure, a place that is not easily found. And that's where you should keep your valuables. And you could keep gold, if you bought gold, right there in your home. Frank, what do you think?
That's where it should be kept. People who invest in or make purchase a physical obviously want to be as self-reliant as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the best place, if you're investing so much in the metal itself, you should invest also in a professional safe.
Okay, so let's talk about gold and silver and what it costs right now, because we have some new members of our class. Class, gold and silver are sold by the ounce or fractions of an ounce. Now, on Friday, just a couple days ago, silver was selling at $32.31 per ounce. That's the spot price. And right now, it is $33.20. So, for example, would you consider an investment that was worth $32.31 on Friday, which is now worth 89 cents more today? I mean, would that be a good thing to do? That is a dramatic jump in the price of silver for a movement over the weekend. Now, gold was at $1,713 per ounce. So if you look at a gold coin, it would be a little thicker than a U.S. quarter, a little heavier than a U.S. quarter. And in pure gold, that would be $1,713 an ounce on Friday. Today, it's $1,733 an ounce. Now, why is that, Frank? Is it because of the drums of war? Is it because people know that the U.S. dollar is losing purchasing power? Is it because of anxieties about what might happen in the future with the United States of America, the societal collapse that's looming? Or is it all of the above?
If a combination, not all of the above, but a combination of the above. When you look at gold paramount, gold mm-hmm. needs to be treated as a dollar counterbalance. Okay. I think 90% of the fluctuation in gold is around the dollar. Dollar goes up, gold goes down. Oil as well can be categorized as the same contra dollar investment as well too. You're seeing even oil have a very, very sharp upwards move today as well.
Okay. Frank, we've got a caller from Nebraska. Rex, you're on the line with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that gold is a great investment and silver is a great investment. I've been investing in them since 1980, and I realize that the petrodollar is the demise of all that we have seen. Do you understand what I'm saying there with the petrodollar?
From let's the Middle East, I believe.
What you're saying is oil for, or dollars for oil, and Rex, let's talk about for a second. You've owned gold since the 1980s. What has it done for you and your family?
Well, I'm very secure. I am very secure. I bought gold at $350 an ounce. I bought silver at $3 an ounce. And I had all my friends laughing at me when I was buying junk silver in 1985 when I brought it up by the bag. And I dug a hole. I dug a hole out of my basement. I opened up a wall. I dug down. I had some people come out and dig a big 10 by 14 foot room in my basement. And then we hid it. I hid the wall so you can't even see us. And if you want to know where you want to hide your stuff, you keep it in your own possession.
Rex, let me ask you this. We have a lot of new members of our class. Now, you said you bought $3 silver, meaning you paid $3 per ounce for silver. Now, class, let me explain this. When he's talking about bags of silver, you can buy a bag of silver, which is typically $1,000 face value. So, for example, if it was silver dollars, 1964 and earlier, it'd be 1,000 silver dollars. Or for half dollars, it would be 2,000 half dollars. But it would add up to $1,000 face value. Or dimes, it'd be 10,000 dimes in this bag. And the bag weighs about 70-something pounds, 75 pounds, 77 pounds. So it's heavy. Now, that bag today is worth about $33,000.
I know. I realize that. At least everyone else would have realized that.
Yeah. So Rex, you got almost 11 times, between 10 and 11 times an increase in the value of your bag of silver since 1980. Correct?
Well, that's correct if you measure it against the Federal Reserve note.
That's what I'm talking about. Rex, we've got some new students in the class, and that's how they're going to measure it. Now, in terms of purchasing power, it's about the same as it was back then.
Well, it's exactly the same as it was. I live in a house that is now worth $450,000. My father built it in 1960 for $28,000. And
yes.
when you value that against labor, and if you take the amount of hours that it took to build this house, and the amount of two befores and shingles, etc., to build this, it all equals out when you base it against gold and silver. But it doesn't equal out when you base it against the Federal Reserve note.
All right, Rex, I'm so glad you called, because this gives our class an opportunity to hear from someone who I've never talked to you before, I believe. And when we talk about gold, where would you keep gold if I assume you do have gold, because you bought some at $350?
Absolutely. I have a lot of gold. I have a lot of silver. And I have taken, I've cut the foundation out of my house, and I've built a room down below my house into the ground, and I have all of my gold and silver in there, and I guess I've got, you could say I'm a gun nut, but maybe I don't want to hurt anyone, but I know that I have my wealth in my own control. I don't have my wealth in a 401k that could be absconded. I have my wealth in my own control.
Rex, when you did this for the very, very first time, when you bought gold and you traded or silver back in the 1980s, and you looked at, you could look at your bank account and you could say, wow, you got our statement and we got more interest this month, so we have more digits, bigger number in the bank, but you don't physically touch it, but it's a good feeling when that happens, and that's happened to us over the years. But when you transfer those digits, you exchange those bank digits, those Federal Reserve notes, if you will, for gold, isn't it a little bit painful at first, and you go, oh boy, I don't know, did I do the right thing? But after some months go by, it's a very simple thing to understand, and you don't want to go backward. Is that true?
That's very true. I think that we have to realize that the dollar is devaluating, and that the term inflation has been a ruse on the American people. That the term inflation came around 1950, and they told us how everything was inflating. Nothing inflates. The value of labor has the same value today as it did a long time ago. And,
Rex, what has happened is the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve note has become lower and lower over time, and that's why it takes more of them. As a matter of fact, that gold ounce that I was talking about to buy the Corvette, if you had a U.S. coin that was minted back in 1913, if you will, had 1 ounce of gold, roughly, and it was worth 20 U.S. dollars. Now, that same gold ounce, that same gold coin, if you don't attribute any historical value to it, if you just say, what's it worth in gold, it's worth $1,700. The second, it's worth over $1,730, that same gold coin. So what it used to take 20 Federal Reserve notes to buy now takes 1,730 Federal Reserve notes to buy. And that is because each Federal Reserve note is worth less and less. About 2 cents. A U.S. dollar is worth about 2 cents of what it was back in 1913. Do you agree?
Exactly right. Well, exactly right. When the Colonel House came in, it says apparent that the 16th Amendment to the Constitution has been passed. He was a liar, and the 16th Amendment never passed. I have been involved in this since 1980. Like I said, I'm an old codger, maybe a little more informed than most of your listeners. But I would really want your folks to educate themselves.
Yes, Rex, thank you so much for the call. Rex in Nebraska. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We're talking about gold and silver. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just love that LibertyStickers.com commercial. I really do. I know the owner, Rick, and I asked him to print up some LibertyStickers.com for me that say, "Fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001. And we passed them out in Springfield because Greg Burris is the city manager, and he's poisoning us with fluoride. So that's I just love that commercial. And anyway, Frank Underhill's with me. And if you'd like to call Frank Underhill and get his free newsletter, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. And for those of you new to the class, Frank Underhill was an advisor to the great Bob Chapman while he was still alive. Bob Chapman would call Frank Underhill many times a day for information about gold and silver prices, mining stocks, recommendations, and so forth. Frank Underhill has been with us at the Get Prepared Expo. And Frank, I don't know if you weren't at the previous expo, but people say, what do you do with that gold and silver? I mean, how can you possibly use it? Well, I'll tell you, we mentioned that an ounce of gold right now is, you know, $1,733, and an ounce of silver is $33.20. Well, a man came into the Get Prepared Expo, and he wanted to buy a bunch of stuff. He wanted to buy books. He wanted to buy water filtration equipment. He wanted to buy a lot of things, long-term storage food, and he had silver. He had what's called junk silver, which is, there's nothing junk about it. It's 1964 and earlier silver coins, dimes, quarters, half dollars, silver dollars. And he used that at the market price, the spot price, to buy everything he wanted. And there was nothing that he could not buy with his junk silver. Nothing. And he got the equivalent of $3, let's see, for a half dollar, $11.86 in today's market price, for a quarter, $5.93, and for a dime, $2.37. I mean, that's the equivalent value in today's price of what he got at the previous Get Prepared Expo. Your thoughts, Frank?
Well, that's a smart shopper. Obviously, he's an expert at it, and he knew what he was doing, and therefore he was able to release the true value of those coins at the expo. So kudos.
Yeah,
hey,
Frank,
here's
something else. There are people that give discounts for using real money. That would be, you know, gold and silver compared to Federal Reserve notes. And there's privacy involved. For example, class, if you use your credit card, there is a history of where you were when you use that card. It's time stamped with the second, the minute, the hour, the day, where you were, the location, what you bought, the quantity. There's a history of that. So if you want people to know where you've been, what you do, what your purchasing habits are, use your credit card. It makes it real easy for them. No kidding. Now, if you use cash, Federal Reserve notes, there's no history. And if you use gold and silver, there's no history. So what's wrong with being anonymous? You're made to feel that you must be doing something wrong if you want to be anonymous. I like being anonymous. And I recommend you use cash whenever you can, because if you stop using cash, you won't be able to use cash anymore, because there'll be no need for it. Imagine that. Imagine having someone know about every purchase you made. What are you doing with those six cans of beans? Where are you going with that? I mean, don't you think you're hoarding? You're buying six of them. What about other people? What, don't you think they need beans too? I mean, come on. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. So use cash. Use gold. Use silver. Get silver. Bring it home. Get gold. Bring it home. Keep it in a safe place. And forget safety deposit boxes. What do you think, Frank?
I concur. I think we're being data mined like crazy, and everything that unfortunately you use or buy will be used against you at some point in time. Like you mentioned, why are you buying the sixth can of beans? Why are you buying this product?
Yep. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. There's a link on page one of the website, usaforpreparers.com. Under instructors, page one, Frank Underhill. You can click on that. It'll take you right to his website. If you'd like to call him, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Frank, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.